이스라엘 민족이 노예가 된 겁니다.
The Israelites were enslaved.
네, 이거는 노예가 아니고 애굽 문화 정복을 위한 정탐입니다.
But this wasn't slavery. It was scouting out the land to really conquer the idolatrous culture of Egypt.
하나님의 계획은 그렇습니다.
That's what God's plan was.
네, 사람이 볼 때는 노예인데 섬겨 안 하니까 하나님은 문을 열었습니다.
In people's eyes, it looks like slavery, but because they weren't doing missions, God opened the door.
이제 유아들을 다 죽이는 이런 일이 벌어졌습니다.
Now, this took place where they were having infanticide.
예, 이것은 하나님의 특별한 시간표입니다.
This was God's special time schedule.
이스라엘 민족은 출애굽은 당연히 합니다.
And so, rightfully, the Israelites had Exodus.
광야 가면서 모든 언약 회복입니다.
But they had the restoration of all the covenants while walking through the wilderness.
예, 이걸 본 사람이 요게벳입니다.
And the person who saw this was Jochebed.
대단하죠.
That it really was something.
이렇게 여러분 언약을 정확하게 잡으면 응답은 옵니다.
And in this way, if you accurately hold the covenant, answers will come.
그래서 우리는 늘 말씀을 사모하고 기도하는 이유가 정확한 언약을 붙잡을 때 굉장한 일이 벌어집니다.
And that's why we always long for the word and pray. And so when you hold to the accurate covenant, accurate answers come.
유아 유치는 여기서 큰 거 두 가지 보셔야 됩니다.
And our preschools and kindergartners, you must see some tremendous things here.
예, 부모님들이 이 눈을 뜨도록 캠프 시대를 열어.
Open the age of camp so that parents can open their eyes to this.
부모님들이 이 축복을 보도록 하늘의 빛을 보는 겁니다. 그게 캠프입니다.
That's why parents can see this blessing. They're seeing the light of the heavens.
유아 유치 통해서 문들이 계속 열리는 걸 보고 캠프 시대라고 합니다.
And so as the doors continue to open through the preschoolers and kindergartens, we call that the camp age.
늘 캠프는 하지만은 캠프에 바람이 부니까 또 하나님 그걸 원하시기 때문에 캠프 시대를.
We're always doing camp, but as the winds of camp begin to blow, and God what really wants that, we have the camp age.
예, 모든 교회, 모든 유아 유치, 모든 개인은 기억해야 됩니다.
That all the churches, all our preschools, kindergartens, all of you must remember.
안 되면 혼자서라도 해야 돼.
And if it's not taking place, you need to at least do this on your own.
혼자서라도 여러분은 미래 캠프, 기도 캠프. 탤런트 캠프를 하셔야 됩니다.
Even now you need to do future camp, prayer camp and talent camp.
자, 이거 보세요.
Let's take a look at Exodus 2:1-10. That's what we want to do.
이 요게벳이 본 거는 미래가 어떻게 되냐 하늘 본 거죠.
That what Jochebed saw was what's going to happen in the future.
그리고 이제 모세에게 제대로 기도가 뭔가를 가르치는 거예요.
And she correctly taught Moses what prayer was.
네가 해야 될 일이 뭐다를 가르치고.
And also taught him what he needed to do.
그게 이 속에 들어 있습니다.
That's all in this.
출애굽기 2장 저 속에는 굉장한 게 들어 있는 유아 유치 메시지입니다.
And so there is a tremendous preschool kindergarten message inside of Exodus chapter 2.
자, 또 중요한 게 하나 있습니다.
And there is one more important thing.
그게 오늘 2강입니다.
That is today's second
뭐죠?
lecture. What is that?
급합니다.
It's urgent.
마지막 시간표입니다.
With our last time schedule.
각인시키라.
That we have to imprint this.
모세에게 각인시키라.
That you have to imprint this in Moses.
됩니다.
That's what it is.
모세에게 각인된 것이 전 세계로 전달될 것이다.
That what was imprinted in Moses was transmitted to all the world.
이걸 보고 각인 시대다.
And we call this the imprint age.
아마 모든 이 Remnant 전체에서는 이거 다 해야 됩니다.
And so everyone, all the remnants need to do this.
그러나 유아 유치 때는 이제 안 하면 안 된다는 거죠.
However, it is essential during the preschool and kindergarten
반대로,
years.
반대로 유아 유치 때 하면 대성공을 하는 거죠.
Conversely, if you do this during 100%. the preschool and kindergarten years, then you'll have great success.
성령이 역사하시면 어른이 돼서 할 수 있죠.
And if the Holy Spirit works, you can do this even when you are an adult.
네, 그러나 유아 유치 때 들어간 것은 완전히 세계 복음화와 연결.
However, what goes in during the preschool and kindergarten years will completely lead to world evangelization.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
And so, please remember.
그러면 도대체 뭘로 가지고 해야 됩니까?
Then what are you going to do this with? This imprint.
이 단어는 쉽지만은 뭘로 해야 되느냐?
And the word is easy, but what are you going to do this with?
굉장히 중요한
It's very important.
첫째입니다.
First of all,
복음 안 가진 사람도 했습니다만은 껍데기로 했고 진짜 복음 가진 사람이 이걸로 한 겁니다.
And people without the gospel were doing this, but they were just doing the external shell of this. But those who really had the gospel addressed this. The three feasts, and they continued to imprint that.
모세가 각인된 것을 모든 렘넌트에게 각인시키기 시작해.
That what was imprinted in Moses began imprinting that in all the remnants.
세절기.
The three feasts.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember.
이 세절기는 그냥 한 것이 아니고 이 지금 장막을 만들지.
And they didn't just open a three feasts. They made the tabernacle.
절기만 지키는 게 아니고 각 집에서 장막을 같이 만듭니다.
And they weren't just holding the three feasts. In each home, they were all building these tents together.
이게 중요한 말.
That's what's important.
아버지 혼자 예배 들어 오는 게 아니고 어머니가 예배 들어 오는 게 아니고 아이와 같이 세 절기의 장막을 만드는 거예요.
It wasn't just the father or the mother going off on their own to worship, but together with the children, they would build these tents.
굉장히 중요하죠.
And so it's very important.
이거 하면서 아이들의 탤런트를 발견하게
됩니다. And as they did this, they would uncover their child's talent.
같이 집을 지으니까.
Because they're building this house together.
아, 얘는 요걸 잘하구나.
Oh, this kid is good at this.
이거 그냥 하나님 주신 이 세우개는요 모든 것 다 들어있어.
And so inside these three feasts are everything that God wants to give to us.
그리고 이 아이가 이제는 매년 걸 하다 보니까 전문화되는 것도 보입니다.
And as I did this every year, you can see that child's sense of specialty.
그리고 뭡니까?
And what else?
예배만 드린 게 아니라니까.
They weren't just giving worship.
그걸 실제로 만드는 일을 하기 때문에 이번에 여기도 만들고 내년에 작년에 어디서 만들었다 이런 부분들이 나오는
They're doing the work of actually building that. That's why so this year we do this and the next year we do that. And so they had a sense of the field.
사실은 하나님이 완벽한 메시지를 줬어요.
And so honestly, God gave them a complete and perfect message.
세절기를 그냥 지키라 하지 않고 아이들과 같이 실제 만들면서 지키라.
And so don't just keep the three feasts, but together realistically build this with the children.
그래서 캠프 시대요, 각인 시대를 열어라.
That's why you're opening the age of camp and imprint.
유아유치 여러분들이 조금만 해버리면 이 파급력은 전 세계로 나가.
And if you can just slightly do this for our preschoolers and kindergartners, the repercussions will be worldwide.
자, 이걸 그냥 끝낸 게 아니잖아요.
And you're not just ending this.
이걸 하면서 그냥 일만 한 게 아니라니까.
As they're doing this, they're not just doing the work.
이 미래에 가는 게요, 아이들 캠프가 되는 거예요.
Then the things regarding the future become these kids' camp.
그리고 단순한 미래가 아니잖아요.
And it just isn't just merely the future.
실제로 하면서 이걸 이 언약을 붙잡기 때문에 기도와 탤런트들이 나오고 있어요.
As they actually do this, they're actually learning about prayer and their talent.
굉장하죠.
And so it's tremendous.
원래 하나님이 지시한 겁니다.
And this is what God originally commanded.
여러분들 이걸 회복하셔야 돼요.
And so you need to restore this.
실제로 세절기는 구원, 성령, 천국 배경 이거거든요.
And the three feasts is talking about salvation. It's talking about the Holy Spirit and the background of heaven.
유월절,
Passover,
구원과 해방.
That's salvation and liberation.
계속 만드는 겁니다.
And so they continue to emphasize this.
그 정도가 아니잖아요.
It went beyond that.
오순절.
It was Pentecost.
성령의 능력.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
계속 가르치는 겁니다.
They continue to teach this.
또 뭡니까?
And what else?
수장절.
The ingathering.
천국 창고 배경입니다.
It's talking about storage in heaven or the background of heaven.
여기에 지금 모든 축복들이 다 나온 거예요.
And so all our blessings come from here.
이거를 유대인이 틀리게 절기만 지켰기 때문에 망했는데 그 중에서 내용 아는 사람 통해 세계 보면.
And the Jewish people were incorrectly just doing the external shell of this, and that's why they perished. But those who really knew the content, they did world evangelization.
이거를 성막 예배로 또 연결시킵니다.
And now they connected this to worship in the tabernacle.
하나님은 이스라엘 민족을 성막 중심으로 살게 했어요.
And so God enabled the church, the Israelites to live centered their lives on the tabernacle.
얼마나 능력 나타나겠습니까?
And so can you imagine how much power was revealed?
예배 중심으로 살게.
And so it was a worship centered life.
이스라엘 민족을.
The Israelites.
또 놀라운 거는요, 하나님 앞에 많은 재물을 바치고 하는, 쉽게 말하면요, 이해가 안 되죠. 헌금 중심으로 모든 걸 이끌었어요.
Another important thing, they could not understand it, but they were giving all these possessions over. It was an offering-centered life.
근데 보세요.
But take a look.
세계의 경제를 유대인이 장악했어요.
And the Jewish people, they were able to seize the world economy.
성경시다 보면요, 그 구약에 보면은 재물 드리는 것밖에 없어요.
And so if you look in the Bible, it only talks about giving sacrifices.
아, 예배하는 것밖에 없어요.
And all you see is worship.
세계의 지성을 장악했어요.
And they were able to seize the intellectual world.
자, 성막 중심으로 모든 걸 다 했어요.
They did everything centered on the tabernacle.
뭘 설명합니까?
And so what is that explaining?
전 세계가 이스라엘 죽이려고 했지만은 죽이지 못했어요.
All the world was trying to kill the Israelites, but they could not.
이스라엘은 세계를 정복했어요.
The Israelites, they conquered the world.
그 속에 복음 가진 자 있기 때문에.
Why? Because inside of them were those who had the gospel.
이게 여러분이 가르치는 렘넌트.
This is the remnants that you are teaching.
틀림없습니다.
Undoubtedly.
우리는 이 어마어마한 걸 모르니까 그때그때 그냥 이렇게 할 수밖에 없지만은 하나님의 언약은 절대 바뀌지 않아요.
And not knowing these tremendous things, we just look at it from time to time, but look at God's amazing plan does not change.
세 번째 걸 기억해.
Remember the third thing.
이게 그냥 끝난 게 아니라.
It doesn't just end with this.
이 축복이 여기까지 가지 현장까지 가는 겁니다.
That this blessing doesn't just end here, it goes all the way to the field.
가정으로.
To the family.
이 집의 장막이 성막을 향하도록 다 만들어놨다는
거예요. The tents or the booths that they lived in, it was all focused on the tabernacle.
앞으로 끝나는 게 아닙니다.
But it doesn't end with just that.
회당으로.
And to the synagogue.
이 축복이 그대로 전달되도록.
And this blessing continues to be relayed.
로지로.
And to the lodge.
이게 세계를 정복한 이스라엘의 핵심 멤버입니다.
These were the central members of Israel who conquered the world.
이걸 평생 해야 되겠습니다만은 제일로 중요한 때가 유아 유치 때다.
That we must do that for the rest of our lives. The most important times are our preschool and kindergarten years.
태양아부가 굉장히 중요한데 요거 다른 점은 태양아는 배속에 있기 때문에 같이 나와서 저희 천막 만들 수가 없어요.
That prenatal children, they're very important, but think about it, they're still inside of your womb, so they can't build this tent together.
유아 유치를 같이 만든다니까요.
But preschoolers and kindergartners can build it together.
애들이요 다 느껴요.
And children, they can sense all that.
아직 초등학교도 안 들어간 유치원 다니는 우리 손자가요. 지난주 내보고 타 오더니 이래요.
Then my grandson, who's still in kindergarten, came to me last week and said,
지난주 내가 이게 약간 밤색 같은 그 옷 입고 있었거든요.
That last week I was wearing kind of a brown suit.
나보고 할 말이요. 할아버지 이 옷 입지 말고. 파란색 입으세요.
And he said to me, Grandpa, don't wear this suit. Wear a blue suit.
지금 말하면 진한 양복 그걸 입으라 이거지.
That he was telling me to wear a darker color suit.
내가 아무 말도 안 했는데, 야, 이 조만한 게요. 그 애가 뭘 아는 거죠. 보는 눈이 있다는 거지.
I didn't say anything, but I really sense that this young kid, you know, he's got the eyes to see. He can sense that.
애들이 모르는 것 같아도요. 잠깐 느끼는 거는 어른의 몇십 년보다 낫습니다.
And you may think kids don't know, but the thing that they just feel in that one second can be more influential than what adults feel for the rest of their lives.
아이들이 같이 캠프 시대와 강의 시대를 거치면서 아이들이 잠깐 딱 느끼는 거 있잖아요. 이게 어른의 10년, 20년보다 나은 영향을 준다.
That as you open up this age of camp and imprint, those momentary things that those kids catch on to and sense, that can be last more than 10 years of what an adult learns.
왜 이렇게 해야 됩니까?
Why must we do things this way?
세 가지 해야 되기 때문에.
Because we must do three things.
어릴 때 복음 각인시키는.
That while they are young, you are giving them the gospel imprint.
이런 경우도 있어요.
And there are cases like this.
이 메시지를 듣고 애에게만 복음 각인을 계속했더니 얘가 복음인데 지루함을 느낀다. 그렇지?
That hearing this message, you keep on giving the gospel imprint to the child, but then that child becomes bored of it.
애들이 싫어.
They don't want to give worship.
엄마는 엄마 얘기해.
And their mom's talking about the gospel too much.
그리고 애가 흔들릴 수 있어요.
And that child might be shaken that way.
괜찮습니다.
But it's okay.
결국은 돌아옵니다.
Ultimately, they will return. They won't be able to go anywhere else. Ultimately, they'll do that great ministry.
걱정하지 마.
So don't worry.
이래야 되냐 저래야 되냐 우리 생각입니다.
And oh, we got to do it this way or that way. That's our thinking. God doesn't think that way.
어릴 때 복음 각인된 것은 반드시 세계를 움직인다.
That what gets imprinted in them when they are young, this gospel imprint will last a lifetime. Keep that in mind.
교사들 말이죠. 여러분들이 이 축복을 굳게 붙잡고 은혜 받아야 돼요.
That our teachers, you need to firmly grab hold of this covenant and enjoy that. You don't need anything else.
우리 교회에서 일하는 사람들 있잖아요. 지금 일부들. 여러분 은혜 굳게 잡아야 돼. 최고 축복을 붙잡은 거예요.
That our workers inside of the church, you need to firmly hold on to the covenant. You are enjoying the greatest blessing.
두 번째입니다.
Then number two.
요게 되어 있어야 아이들이 성장하면서 모든 당하는 일은 이 복음의 뿌리를 내리기 시작.
That once this takes place, as our children grow and mature, everything that they face is to become, help them become rooted in the gospel.
놀라운 일이죠.
It's amazing, isn't it?
이때부터 어떤 일과 위기 당하게 됩니다. 그렇죠?
From this point on, they're going to face things, they're going to face crises.
이것 때문에 완전히 그들을 살리는 위기를 전혀 느끼지 못하는 체질 돼.
But because of this, they're going to build a nature where they're not going to be able to influence by those. They're not going to be influenced by crises at all. This is what's important. They're not grinning and bearing.
위기 왔는데 위기를 느끼지를 못해.
That a crisis has come, but they're not
감사해요.
influenced by it. We're so thankful for that.
됩니다.
That's the kind of remnant we want.
이게 굉장히 중요해요.
It's very important.
죽음이 왔는데 막 두렵지 않아.
That they're facing death, but it's right in front of them, but they're not afraid. This is unstoppable.
어떤 사람은 막 너무 힘들다는데 하나도 힘 안 들어.
Others are saying it's so hard, but it's not hard at all for you.
이걸 뭐 체질.
We call this nature.
체질이 된 거예요.
That this becomes your nature.
굉장히 중요합니다.
It's very important.
전도 어렵다고 합니다.
People say evangelism is difficult because it's not set as a nature. If it becomes your nature, evangelism
그렇죠.
becomes the simplest thing. Isn't that so?
이걸 목표하는 겁니다.
These are our goals.
각인시키세요.
And so imprint this.
그래서 유아 유치와 모든 렘넌트는 캠프 시대를 열어.
And so all of our preschoolers and kindergartners open up the age of camp.
열어라.
Open up the age of imprint.
끝입니다.
Then that's it.
이거 하는 요게베에게 하나님은 모든 언약을 다 주신.
And God granted all the covenants to Jochebed who was doing this.
없죠.
That's what it is.
여러분 아버지가 큰 재벌이라 합시다.
Let's say the father is a head of a great conglomerate.
아들들이 돈을 달라고 합니다.
And his sons are asking him for money.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
그럼 아버지가 줍니다.
Then the father will give it to them.
구하라 주실 것이요.
Then he says, ask and you shall find.
네, 그거는 옳은 응답 아닙니다.
But that's not a proper answer.
구하니까 주는 거예요.
That because they asked for it, he gave it to them.
근데 진짜 된 아들에게는 달라 하는데 아버지가 주는 겁니다.
But the son that's really ready, even though he didn't ask, the father gives it to him.
이게 중요.
That's what's important.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
달라 소리 안 했는데 아버지가 와서 주는 거예요.
That he didn't ask for it, but the father comes and gives it to him.
달라 하는데 안 줘.
And there are some sons where they ask for it and the father won't give it to them.
그건 이제 걱정거리세요.
Why? Because he's worried for that kid.
달라 할 때만 줘.
And there are those who he only gives to when they ask for it.
렘넌트에게 빛을 발할 세계 살릴 것을 각인시키는 캠프를 진행한다면 하나님은 모든 응답을 가져가십니다.
That if we begin the camp of helping our remnant shine a light so that they can preach the gospel and save all the world, then God will bring everything to you.
절대 없어지지 않습니다.
This does not disappear at all.
이거 안 되지면 성장하면서 다른 것으로 뿌립니다.
And if you don't have the gospel imprint, as you grow, you're going to be rooted in something else, then you will be in trouble.
그래서 교회 다니면서 고생하는 사람 많습니다.
That's why there's many people who go to church and yet still suffer.
심지어 중직자가 됐는데 이게 안 돼 있어요.
Even though they're a church officer, they don't have these two things.
그래서 막 목사님 설교 안 맞아.
And that's why they don't match with the pastor's sermon.
안 맞대.
It doesn't match.
내가 하나님께 맞춰야 했는데 하나님이 그러니까 내를 맞추려니까 힘들어요.
That you need to align yourself with God, but you're trying to match God to yourself. That's why it's hard.
심지어 목사님들도요. 이거 안 돼 있으니까 뭔가가 설교가 말이요. 복음만 전하는 게 힘들어.
And there are even some pastors because they don't have these two things. It's difficult for them to proclaim only the gospel.
문제는 미래 어떻게 되겠죠?
But the problem is what's going to happen to their future.
이게 문제입니다.
That's the real problem.
그 중직자의 미래가 문제입니다.
That the problem is that church officer's future.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
눈에 보이지 않게 미국을 3단체를 장악한 이 사단은 다른 거는 두려워하지 않습니다.
And Satan, who has already seized the three organizations and America, he doesn't fear anything else.
여러분이 그리스도로 확실해졌다. 사단은 무릎 꿇습니다.
That you have the assurance of Christ and Satan will surrender.
하나님의 아들이 오셔서 마귀의 일을 멸하려 하십니다.
The reason why the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil.
대속물로 모든 죄를 사하였느니라.
They came as a ransom and paid for all of our sins.
말 됩니까? 왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that? Does that make any sense? Why is that?
원죄 해결 못 해요.
Because we cannot resolve original sin. That's why God said he will take care of it. And you can't overcome Satan. That's why he said he would save us.
사람들 지금 뭘 모르고 참아. 복음도 육신적으로 해서 그래요.
And people don't know. That's why they only interpret the gospel in a physical way.
진짜 죄가 뭔지 압니까?
And do you know what real sin is?
길 가다가 남의 집 사과를 하나 따먹었다. 그거 뭐 그래 큰 재미가 따먹을 수도 있지.
And you were walking down 그쵸? the road and you happen to pick an apple from somebody else's orchard. You know, that can happen.
그런 짓을 하란 말은 아니지만 엄마, 괜찮아요. 막.
And not that I'm telling you to do that, but it's okay.
하나님을 떠난 죄.
The sin of
원죄.
Separating from God, original sin, that leads to death.
사단에게 잡힌 하나님을 떠나서야
죽는 겁니다. The sin of being separated from God, of being seized by Satan, you will die, and you won't even notice that.
만들어줘야 돼요.
We must make these three things for them.
자, 이미 여러분 알고 계십니다.
That you already know this.
요셉이 어릴 때 이게 각인되니까 세계 복음화의 꿈을 꾼 겁니다.
That when Joseph had this imprint ever since he was young, he dreamed the dream of world evangelization.
모세가 어릴 때 이게 되어지니까 그 강한 나라 애굽을 바꾼 겁니다.
Moses had this ever since he was young. That's why he was able to overcome that tremendous nation of Egypt.
그 일곱 명의 얘기입니다.
That all these verses are about the seven remnants.
이게 특징이 뭡니까?
That what is a common trait here?
여러분 성경 구절 다 알아요. 특징이 뭡니까?
You already know these Bible verses. What's the common trait?
완전히 이게 중요한 특징이 나오잖아요.
There are some important traits here.
하나님이 그 렘넌트를 통하여 세계 복음화를 시도한 겁니다.
That God attempted world evangelization through those remnants.
왜 각인되어야 되느냐?
That why must we have this imprint?
하나님이 그 렘넌트를 통해서 모든 흑암을 무너뜨립니다.
That God broke down all darkness through those remnants. God did it. It's amazing, isn't it?
출애굽기 2장처럼 항상 문제와 위기처럼 보여요.
And like Exodus chapter 2, it may look like a problem and a crisis.
말아요.
Don't be deceived.
요거를 여러분 클서 크면 클수록 가르쳐야 돼요.
And teach them this more and more as they grow older.
그런데 특징이 뭐죠?
But what's a common trait?
아까 여기 얘기했잖아요.
As I said before.
위기가 왔는데 전혀 위기가 아니라.
A crisis may come, but it's not a crisis at all.
어릴 때 각인돼요.
Then if you are imprinted with this when you are young.
자, 언제 뿌리 내리는 줄 압니까?
Then do you know when you become rooted in this?
언제 뿌리 내립니까?
When are you rooted in this?
문제만 터지면 하나님의 역사가 더 크게 일어나요.
Then whenever a problem breaks out, God's works are even greater.
하나님 모르는 사람들은 병들면요, 낙심해.
That people who don't know God, when they become sick, they become discouraged.
하나님의 사람은요, 병들면 안 하던 기도한다니까요.
But the people of God, when they become
달라요.
sick, then they begin praying that they didn't do before. They're different.
이때 뭐가 나옵니까?
What comes at this time?
하나님의 보좌.
The God's throne.
자, 여기서 이제 각인된 게 뿌리 내리시고 하면 하나님의 보좌.
That what's imprinted here begins to be rooted in you, and then you see the throne of God.
이거면 되는 겁니다.
That this is all we need.
보좌의 능력.
The power of the throne.
교회가 달라져 버려요.
And the church becomes different.
교회 느끼는 게 달라요. 보좌의 축복을 누리는 교회.
What the church senses is different. It is the church that enjoys the blessing of the throne.
여러분 이 축복을 알게 되면 내일 예배 드릴 때도 막 굉장한 역사입니다.
And if you are enjoying this blessing, even when you go to worship tomorrow, you'll see amazing things.
드디어 뭡니까?
And then ultimately.
나에게 보좌가 임했어.
At the throne comes upon me.
나의 24.
My 24 hours.
나에게 보좌가 임하니까 교회 갔더니 보좌의 축복이 임해.
Because the throne comes to me, I go to church
교회.
and the blessing of the throne comes there.
이게 뭡니까?
And what is
교회
this?
교회 24.
This is church 24 hours.
이 축복이 현장 같은 나타나네?
And then you go to the field and this blessing is manifest there.
현장 24.
Field 24 hours.
올해 원단 주제입니다.
That is the theme of this year's New Year's message.
그러면 여기까지는 내 시간이라니까요.
Then up to 24 hours, that's my time.
이때부터 뭐가 옵니까?
But what comes from this point on?
기다리란 말이 가만히 있으란 말이 아니에요.
That when we say wait, we're not just saying don't do anything.
이 축복을 누리고 기다리면 25가 와요.
As you enjoy this blessing and wait, 25 hours comes.
그 말은 하나님의 나라의 일이 이루어진다.
Then what that means is that the things pertaining to God's kingdom are fulfilled.
영원이라는 응답이 와요.
And the answer of eternity
뭡니까?
comes. What is that?
작품이 만들어진다.
That you could make a masterpiece.
여기까지입니다.
That's how far we take it.
작품이 만들어진다.
And so for our remnants, they can make this masterpiece.
그냥 누리고 있으면 돼.
If you're just enjoying,
꼭 가르쳐야 됩니다.
You must teach them.
마을 여러분이 이 언약 가진 렘넌트들의 특징이 뭡니까?
What's the characteristic of the remnants who had this covenant?
감옥에 가는데 변명 한마디 안 하고 갔어요.
Then he went to prison and he didn't even make any excuses.
이게 뭐 변명하지 마라 말이 아니에요. 다른 걸 알은 겁니다.
Not that he didn't speak up for himself at all, but he knew something else.
나는 이 집에서 나와서 이 세계 복음화의 언약을 이루는 길로 간다는 걸 확신했어요.
That he had assurance that he is leaving this home and on his path to world evangelization.
이게 중요합니다.
And so this is what's important.
지금 다윗 같은 이 인물들 보면 다른 사람이 다 안 가는 그 위기 속으로 들어갔다.
If you look at people like David, they went into the crisis
다릅니다.
that nobody else went to. That's what was different about him.
우리 렘넌트를 그렇게 만들어.
Make our remnants like that. And you need to enjoy that blessing.
우리 잔머리 필요 없어요. 그냥 딱 진짜.
Now we don't have to talk about profit or loss or use our own brains. Really hold on to the covenant.
우리가 불 가운데 들어가면 여호와께서 건져 주실 겁니다.
If we go into the fire, the Lord will rescue us.
그리 아니하실지라도
even if he does not
이게 렘넌트입니다.
This is the remnant.
뭐라고 했습니까? 그리 아니하실지라도
What's anyone going to say against that? Even if he does not.
말, 이게 허감
This is unstoppable and this is what breaks down darkness.
살려주세요. 이러면서 내가 살겠습니까? 저러면 살겠습니까? 이게 아니라니까 안 살려줘도
Oh, please save us.
괜찮아요.
Oh, will we live if we do this? Or will you save us if we do that? It wasn't that. They said, even if the Lord does not rescue us, it's fine.
조수의 의인이 지킨 거 알고도
knowing that the king had signed a decree.
다니엘입니다.
That was Daniel.
이거는 못 말리는 겁니다.
This is unstoppable.
에스더 좀 죽으면 죽으리.
Esther said, "If I perish, I perish."
늘 기억해야 돼.
Always remember.
너를 왕후로 세운 것은 이때를 위함이 아니겠냐.
That perhaps it is for a time 그렇습니다. such as this that God has made you queen.
죽으면 죽겠습니다.
If I perish, I perish.
결론입니다.
Let's come to the conclusion.
꼭 지금부터 시작하셔야 돼요.
That starting now, you need to begin this.
삼 세리머니.
That the three ceremonies.
성인식, 사명식, 파송식.
Coming of age ceremony, the commissioning ceremony, the missioning ceremony, and the commissioning ceremony.
뭡니까?
What is the coming of age ceremony?
탤런트 발견.
Uncovering your talent.
사명식은 뭡니까?
What is the missioning ceremony?
전문성 발견.
Uncovering your sense of specialty.
파송식은 뭡니까?
And what is the commissioning ceremony?
현장성 발견.
Realizing your sense of the field.
따라옵니다.
That follows.
그래서 상 캠프입니다.
And so you've got the three camps.
기도 캠프, 탤런트 캠프.
Future camp, prayer camp, talent camp.
이걸 항상 하셔야 돼요.
Always do this.
3시간표.
And the 3 time schedules.
물론 3시간표란 말은 현재, 과거, 현재, 미래 3시간표겠죠.
Then we say 3 time schedules. Yes, the past, present, and the future. That's the 3 time schedules.
나의 24, 교회 24, 현장 24. 시간표겠죠.
Then my 24 hours, church 24 hours, and the field 24 hours, that too is a time schedule.
전문화, 제자와 세계화, 시간표겠죠.
Specialization and making disciples and globalization, that too is a time schedule.
중요합니다.
It's important.
교회 3시간표.
The 3 time schedules of the church.
강단 중심.
Centered on the pulpit.
현장 중심.
Centered on the field.
후대와 미래 중심.
And centered on the future and posterity.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
Must remember that.
마지막으로 렘넌트 조금 얘기해 줄 필요 있어요.
And lastly, tell the remnants.
렘넌트에게 5분이라도 좋다.
And tell the remnants, it's okay, even if it's just 5 minutes.
깊은 기도하세요.
That enter into deep prayer.
성삼위 하나님이 나에게.
May the triune God come upon me.
보좌의 축복이 내게.
May the blessing of the throne come upon me.
이 삼시대 축복이 내게 임하게.
And may the blessing of the three ages come upon me.
이렇게 기도하면 반드시 변화되기 시작합니다.
If you pray this way, then absolute change begins to come.
할 때 렘넌트에게는 조금 얘기해 주는 게 좋습니다.
And as you do that, it's good to tell the remnants.
못 알아듣기 때문에 말을 듣고 이게 시행하기 힘든 나이이기 때문에 같이 하면 돼요.
That preschool and kindergartens, they're at an age where it might be difficult for them to understand with words. So do it together with them.
뇌를 가장 밝게 만드는 거.
That it really enlightens their brain.
호흡 기도.
Breathing prayer.
가장 영적인 것을 밝게 만드는 거.
That it really enlightens you spiritually.
두 생명선입니다.
That these are our two lifelines.
호흡은 내 몸을 움직이는 생명선이고 기도는 내 영을 살리는 생명선이에요.
That we see that breathing it is a lifeline for our physical body and well and prayer is a lifeline for our spiritual and our brain.
그래서 예수님께서 코에 생기를 하나님이 생기를 불어넣었다고 돼 있어요.
That's why God said that he breathed his breath of life into our nostrils. If you look in John chapter 2 verse 7.
예수님께서 숨을 내쉬며 성령을 받으라.
And Jesus breathed on them and said receive the Holy Spirit.
요 렘넌트에게는 꼭 가르쳐야 돼.
You must teach this to our remnants.
여러분 그 조금 우울증이 있거나 마음이 힘든 사람은 이거 하시면 됩니다.
Anyone with depression or those who are facing hardships in their hearts, do this.
렘넌트가 뛰어난 공부를 잘하려면 뇌가 건강하고 영이 건강해야 되니까.
And remnants, if you want to do well in your studies, then your brain as well as your breathing has to be very healthy.
만약 여러분들이 수시로 24 이렇게 한다면요, 여러분은 굉장한 걸 느끼게 됩니다.
Your brain and your spirit has to be healthy. And so you, if you do this 24 hours a day, you'll realize tremendous things.
특히 여러분들이 나이 들어가면은 하셔야 돼요.
And the older you get, the more you need to do this.
그 여자분들도 나이가 조금 들어가면 갑작스럽게 문제 온다.
And even women, as they grow older, all of a sudden, they start facing hardships. So do this in your average day.
남자도 마찬가지입니다.
Same thing for men.
오늘 갑자기 이러면 팍! 모든 게 떨어져요.
One day, all of a sudden, you completely lose all your strength.
갑자기가 아니거든요.
Yeah, but it didn't happen all of a sudden. It was stacking up inside of you.
하세요.
And so always do this.
그러면 모세처럼 모세가 아파 죽은 게 아니에요. 120까지 생생하게 눈도 밝고 하다가 하나님 불러왔어요.
Then you'll be like Moses. To the age of 120, it wasn't that he grew sick and died, but he didn't wasn't sick at all. His eyes were still bright and God called him.
물론 다 하나님 불러가지만은 모세가 그때까지 눈도 밝고 기도 잘 밟고 있다고 기록되어 있어요.
Of course, God's going to call all of us at one time or another. But for Moses, it says that he still had his strength and his eyes were still bright.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
We give thanks to God.
유아유치 선교 또 지금 전 세계 렘넌트들 모든 현장의 교육자들 새 힘을 주옵소서.
May you give new strength to all of our pastors, all of our teachers, and our preschool kindergarten department.
지금 전 세계와 같이 메시지를 잡고 있습니다.
That right now we're holding on to this message all together throughout the world.
오늘 특히 중요한 나라들이 함께 참여하고 있습니다.
And especially important nations are participating together with us at this time.
하나님의 가장 중요한 것이 전달되게 하옵소서.
May the most important things of God be transmitted.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. 아멘. Amen.